Welcome to Kuvera's weekly digest on the most critical developments related to business, finance, and the markets. Drive a hard bargain. I know a lot about cars, man, the late American stand-up comedian Mitch Hedberg said once. I can look at any car's headlights and tell you exactly which way it's coming. Frankly, if that's the yardstick, we all know a lot about cars and which way they are headed. Jokes aside, why are we talking about cars? Because India's car industry appears to be turning a corner, that's great news for buyers but not necessarily for car makers. First things first, here's what's going on in the car industry. When the COVID-19 pandemic first began to spread across the world, including India, travel restrictions and work-from-home arrangements slowed demand for cars. Domestic passenger vehicle sales slumped 18% in 2019-20 and then slipped another 2.2% the following year to 27.11 lakh units, according to data from the industry group SIAM. But as the economies reopened, car sales recovered. This was thanks not only because of pent-up demand but also because of growing preference for personal vehicles to travel instead of relying on crowded public transport where chances of infection can be higher. SIAM data showed that domestic passenger vehicle sales jumped 13% in 2021-22 and then soared 27% in 2022-23 to touch a new record of 38.90 lakh units. High demand and supply chain bottlenecks, especially related to semiconductors, pushed waiting periods for many cars to 6 months or more. In fact, many SUVs of Mahindra and Mahindra even had a waiting period longer than a year. The situation is now turning normal. Growth in local car and SUV sales slowed to 8.5% in 2023-24, to 42.19 lakh units, and has moderated even further in the ongoing fiscal year. SIAM data showed on Friday that passenger vehicle sales grew just 3% in June. This has pushed inventory levels higher to as much as 6.5 lakh units worth more than 60,000 crore. Slowing demand and rising inventory has, in turn, prompted dealerships and carmakers to start offering discounts and slashing prices. Both Tata Motors and Mahindra & Mahindra announced price cuts this week. M&M slashed prices of its popular SUV 700 by up to 2.05 lakh rupees. Tata Motors reduced prices by up to 70,000 rupees on Harrier and Safari SUVs and also offered benefits on these models as well as Nexon EV. Pressure on Tata & Mahindra mounted also because the Uttar Pradesh government this week decided to cut registration duty on strong hybrid cars. The move will benefit Maruti Suzuki, Toyota, and Honda. All three Japanese carmakers offer hybrid cars and have been slow to take the EV road that Tata and Mahindra have adopted. So, if you are in the market to buy a new car or SUV, now is the time. Head over to a dealership and bargain hard for discounts. When it pours. While it's raining discounts in Motown, it's pouring money in India's mutual funds industry. Latest data from the Association of Mutual Funds in India, AMFI, showed this week that inflows into equity mutual funds in June jumped 17% from the previous month to a record high of 40,608 crore, or almost $5 billion. Money flowing via systematic investment plans, SIPs, hit a new record high of 21,262 crore in June. AMFI data showed also that sectoral and thematic funds got the most inflows for the second straight month at 22,352 crore in June. Multi-cap funds recorded inflows worth 4,709 crore, a 27-month high. Inflows into large-cap funds surged 46% to 970 crore but money coming into small-cap and mid-cap schemes moderated 16% and 3%, respectively, to 2,263 crore and 2,528 crore in June. Small and mid-cap schemes have been investors' favorite over the last couple of years but a sharp jump in valuations is now prompting many investors to diversify their allocations into large-cap and multi-cap funds. Mutual fund inflows surged as investors sought to benefit from a drop in benchmark indices in early June due to election results and then doubled down as Prime Minister Narendra Modi's government returned for a third time. The Nifty 50 and BSE Sensex rose about 7% each in June. And with stock markets continuing to rise in July, mutual fund inflows are expected to remain robust. Are you also doubling down on your investments or is the red-hot market making you cautious? Well, whatever be the case, do review your goals as well as asset allocation and keep investing. Leading from the front. In corporate news, Tata Consultancy Services kicked off the quarterly earnings season this week. India's biggest software services exporter said consolidated revenue for the April to June quarter rose 5.4% to 62,613 crore, beating market estimates of 62,207 crore. Net profit rose 8.7% to 12,040 crore, a tad above the 11,978 crore estimate by analysts. TCS said that it was too early to predict sustained growth and that market conditions remain quite volatile as customers hold back tech spends to prepare for a rainy day. There was some more good news in TCS results. The company said that its net headcount grew by 5,452 during the April to June quarter and that its attrition rate fell to 12.1% from 12.5% in the January to March quarter. The company's total headcount at the end of June was 6,06,998, up from 6,01,546 employees 3 months before. The rise in headcount is significant. For one, this reverses a decline of 3 consecutive quarters. Moreover, TCS had reported a drop of 13,249 in its staff count for FY24, marking the first decline in 19 years. The earnings should soothe concerns over the performance of Indian IT companies, which have been battling a slowdown in demand over the last several quarters due to high interest rates and geopolitical risks. However, with the US Federal Reserve moving towards an interest rate cut, IT companies are likely to benefit in coming months. Indeed, many analysts are now saying that the worst seems to be over for the IT sector. That optimism was reflected in IT stocks on Friday, with shares of all big companies rising between 3% and 6%. Market wrap. The benchmark indices continued to scale new peaks this week and then got a boost on Friday from TCS results. The Sensex is now marching towards 81,000 while the Nifty 50 closed above 24,500. The 30-stock Sensex climbed 0.8% for the week while the broader Nifty gained nearly 0.7%. Top Nifty gainers for the week included the likes of ONGC, ITC, HDFC Life Insurance and Britannia. IT stocks Wipro, TCS, Infosys, Vitindri and Tech Mahindra rose thanks to robust results from the Tata Group arm. Maruti Suzuki gained after the tax cut for hybrid vehicles in Uttar Pradesh. Those tax cuts, however, made Mahindra and Mahindra the biggest loser this week. Other top Nifty losers included Tata Steel, Divi's Lab, Shriram Finance, Adani Enterprises, and Bajaj Auto.